Should people wear masks in public to slow the spread of SARS-CoV-2?
The World Health Organization, WHO, says don't bother. The British government agrees. America's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, initially discouraged it, but by the beginning of April had reversed course. In parts of Asia, including China, it is baked into public behavior and encouraged by health agencies, even when there is no ongoing public health crisis. The issue? Whether or not members of the public should wear face masks in a bid to slow the spread of SARS-CoV-2, the virus responsible for the COVID-19 pandemic. Understanding all the ways that SARS-CoV-2 is transmitted is a matter of active scientific discussion. In the main, though, the virus hitches a ride on droplets of mucus or saliva that comes out of the respiratory tracts of infected individuals. These may be expelled during normal breathing or, more commonly, as a cough that propels them a few meters into the air. Thus propelled, they may reach another person's eyes, mouth, or nose directly and go on to infect cells in that individual's airways. Or they may land on a surface on which the virus particles they contain could survive for hours or even days, and from which those particles may eventually be transferred to others who touch the surface and then touch their own face or mouth. There is no doubt that masks form a barrier to transmission by stopping droplets passing from infected to uninfected people close by. The WHO recommends standard surgical masks as part of the personal protective equipment to be worn by doctors and nurses who are caring for COVID-19 patients in clinics and hospitals. The same goes for anyone caring for a patient at home. In most instances, this is good enough, according to a meta-analysis of 4 randomized controlled trials that was published this month in Influenza by Mark Loeb of McMaster University in Canada. Indeed, Dr. Loeb found no significant differences between surgical masks and their more sophisticated cousins, N95 respirators, when it came to protecting healthcare workers from viral infections transmitted by droplets, including those caused by coronaviruses. This suggests that N95 respirators, which are thicker, more rigid, and designed to form a close seal around the nose and mouth, should be reserved for riskier situations. N95 means they block at least 95% of particles smaller than 0.3 microns across. They are therefore appropriate for situations when the threat comes from objects smaller than exhaled droplets, meaning less than about 5 microns across. These particularly include times when doctors and nurses need to intubate a patient in an intensive care unit by inserting the tube of a ventilator deep into that patient's trachea. Intubation is a forceful procedure, and it creates aerosol particles, that is smaller than 5 microns, that may carry viruses much farther through the air than droplets can manage. Though it remains unclear whether SARS-CoV-2 is transmitted via aerosols in this way, those performing intubations should be cautious, says Lisa Brosso, a respiratory protection and infectious diseases scientist at the University of Illinois at Chicago.